Megan Bode joins us, CMU softball coach. Megan, how are you doing today?
Hi, Mercedes.
I mean, sorry, Megan.
Megan's a soccer coach.
Sorry, Mercedes. I got it right for a while, and then I screwed it up. Mercedes Bode with us.
I'm doing good.
I'm sorry, Mercedes. They both start with M. At least I was in the right neighborhood. Well, Maya Arrieta will keep it on
the M names.
The women with M names. What a performance! Single game school record. Hit 3 home runs. Hit 4 for the second straight day. You had to go over to the front range and play Black Hill State because of the snow in Spearfish. But Mercedes, my RA, former Central Warrior standout, what a weekend she had for your softball team.
Oh, man, it was killer. She was our leadoff batter, so she batted the most out of everybody. And the ball just kept going way over the fence, not just barely reaching over. Just going all different sides, getting up there, even just getting singles, and then the next at bat, big home run. Why they kept pitching to her the whole time?
still perplexes you, doesn't it?
Yeah, it was like, did you realize she hit so many home runs? But her very last at bat, her like 17th at bat on the weekend, they finally walked her.
He went over to the front range. At least didn't have to go to Spearfish, so kind of a plus for your softball team to take a shorter road trip than you normally might.
Yeah, we kept looking at the weather, and Spearfish just looked really cold, and it was spring break here. We're out in shorts at practice, and, like, we don't want to go play in, 20, 30 degrees, and then really just cutting, 5 hours off that road trip was great. The facilities over at Riverdale Ridge High School are actually really nice, so it worked out really well for us.
Well, a sweep of Black Hill State, Mercedes Bode with us, CMU softball coach. So 23-7, 21-3 in conference play. Still a game back in Metro State, tied with Colorado Christian, so it's very tight at the top right now in the RMAC.
Yeah, it's really tight. Metro, we play them in a couple weeks. Metro also plays Colorado Christian the last weekend of conference, so things could go well for Metro, or they could kind of crash and burn near the end, so we'll see how that all shakes out.
Mercedes, let's get back to Maya Arrieta, because she mentioned the home run, tied the home run record for a single game. 15 home runs on the season. She's sits there at the tie for the RMAC lead in home runs with Miranda Pruitt, who also hit a home run in the series in game two. So those two have a little bit of a Mantle and Maris going back to the 60s, a little bit of a home run battle, or Sosa and McGuire kind of battle for the home run lead in the RMAC.
Yeah, Miranda, she came into the weekend with a lot more home runs than Maya caught up, and so it's kind of interesting, totally different swings, but same amount of power. They've done really well, and Maya hitting 3 in a game. I've coached a few different players here that have tied that record. Riley Crouch, Aislinn Sharp, and Brooke Doomer have all done it in the last 4 or 5 years, so it's a special thing when that happens.
When you talk about the swings are different from Miranda and Maya, kind of take us through that a little bit, how they both generate power, they're both able to get the ball out of the yard, but they do it in a different way. Kind of take us through that a little bit.
She's got a little smaller frame. She's just got really fast hands. So she'll get a lot more singles and doubles. But, man, she was just making contact, hitting it hard, and exploded through. Miranda has more of a kind of a loopier swing, wants to finish up and hit it far. She's probably the strongest kid we've ever had through here. She's hit quite a few in practice onto the baseball field. Which is nowhere near what I could ever do. So it's just a different type of swing to where she can generate that height with it, but also the distance.
And we've talked a lot about Maya Arrieta, Miranda Pruitt, which you guys did offensively against Black Hill State in that sweep. But pitching staff was really good. 11 runs, 22 hits through the series. Hannah Sattler, gave up just 7 hits, struck out 5 in the second game of Saturday's doubleheader. So your pitching was really good this last weekend.
Yeah, Hannah's getting back on track. She was our ace last year. She's really getting in a good groove now. This year, kind of a different role we've asked her to be in. She throws a lot of slow and off-speed stuff. She's kind of the funky pitcher who spins it a lot, which really frustrates hitters because you start to think you can hit it a little bit easier. And then we have Presley, who's a junior transfer this year. She throws hard. She's got a lot of power. She's 6'1", so it's kind of a different look than we've had in a while. She did really good game one, threw a shutout, had 13 strikeouts. So the combination of them works really well. And then we have 2 other pitchers that are totally different, too, to really help out.
And Presley Christensen, you referenced starts, can come out of the bullpen. She's a really good versatile arm for you.
Yeah, she's done really well. She's settling into that game one starter role well, and just kind of the confidence keeps increasing every week. And she's got a really good defense behind her, so she really trusts our team. And I think those two are really going to help us out in the long run.
You also had a freshman going back to your bats, Jackie Oster, that hit a home run in that series against Black Hill State. Tell us about this youngster, Jackie Oster.
Jackie's a right fielder from Arizona, 6 foot tall kid, super strong. Her swing's actually been kind of funky the last couple weeks in practice, so she hasn't played a whole lot. This was a great weekend for her to bust back out and have some success. And it's kind of funny, one of her at-bats, I asked her to try to put a sack bunt down, couldn't get it down, and then she just hit a home run. I was like, well, that works out pretty well. So if you can't get a bunt down, but hit it over. She's got a ton of power, and it was a great weekend, again, for her to get back on track.
Mercedes Boatte, coach of the CMU softball team, with us. It's Mav Dad here at Cutterbutter Craft Coffee and Beer House, 1144 North 12th Street and Glenwood, right across from Houston Hall on the CMU campus. And so perfect 8-0, your last two home weekends so far, and you get to come back home this weekend as you are playing over at the CMU softball field. It's going to start Thursday, doubleheader with New Mexico Highlands, and of course you have Easter Sunday off, but Cowgirls come to town for a four-game set.
Yeah, we haven't played home very much this year, so it's like, ooh, finally, we're going to be home for a little while, which is always nice to play late March and early April and in Grand Junction because the weather's usually nice. So Thursday, we're going to play in the evening. So we'll play at 4 and 6, which is kind of unique. Our girls are excited to play later on in the day just for something a little different. They're like, oh, the lights will come on. I'm like, well, if we play the games quick enough, sun sets at 7:30. Maybe we won't have to turn the lights on. So that's kind of the
save
goal.
Save a little power, save a little energy. President Marshall appreciates that.
But it'll be a good weekend. Highlands is notoriously not a strong team. But it's, if you don't do the job, anybody can do well against you. So we're hoping to keep the power and the dominance going at home this weekend.
Now, we talked with Chris Angst. They've got Sergio Romo weekend coming up next weekend. They've got their fireworks game. Anything on the agenda for you coming up that you want to – special event games that you have coming up, Mercedes, you want to maybe start getting the word out about a little bit?
No.
No, you don't? Okay.
Just home games. It'd be neat to have something like that. Baseball does a great job. I was talking to Chris Day about the Romo game, and that'll be kind of a really neat experience for them. It's just really nice when baseball and softball are home at the same time.
It is pretty cool, isn't it?
Because you get a good crowd of people kind of going back and forth, and then between our left field and their right field, it's kind of a nice area to watch, be able to switch back and forth and watch games, and hey, what's the big hit? What's going on? One of our softball players... he has twins, that one's on the baseball team, one's on the softball team, so that's like his spot, is like kind of going back and forth. Yeah, so, but yeah, anytime we're home at the same time, it's always a great weekend.
I'll notice if I'm calling a baseball game, and I'll look over, and I'll find myself, let's go on the softball team. And I'll be watching for a minute. Okay, you got to focus on the baseball game, that's right. What you're calling right now. But once again, starts Thursday with Highlands coming to town, that doubleheader that starts at 4 o'clock.
Yes.
All right, so get out and support CMU softball. One final thing. I asked Chris Hanks about this. I know you know Mike DeGeorge, and Mike's going to go out to Cal Poly. I guess just some thoughts about that. You're going to lose one of your colleagues moving on to the D1 level.
I know. I read about it this morning. It's a bummer. It's always great to keep good coaches here at CMU. He really developed that program to be, you know, a higher level here. But I think that's also Division II. You get, you know, things rolling and new opportunities come up. So I wish him well. I'll follow the team, and hopefully he makes that team a lot better. It's going to take some time, I think, but we'll see how that goes, and we'll see where Baskin ends up too. So again, wish him well, and hope that you have some of those cool stories later on, like, oh, he started at Colorado Mesa, like, here's what happened next. So.
Exactly. Look part of the coaching legacy and success for Mike DeGeorge. Mercedes, always appreciate it. Thank you so much for stopping by again today. What are you drinking today, by the way?
Dirty chai.
Oh, dirty chai. Was that what you had last time?
Yep, it's okay. A good one.
why mess with something you love, right?
That's right.
Exactly. Mercedes, I appreciate the time. Thanks for stopping by again today.
Yeah, thank you.